When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here today. We are talking about Trevis Gibson. You know, I, along with many folks that cover the Jaguars, kind of wanted to see the Jaguars and still want to see the Jaguars add another edge defender to their group, a veteran with experience and a pass rush profile. That's not necessarily, though, because Trevis Gibson hasn't shown he can play in this league, but because in an ideal world, you have four legit edge defenders. But we're going to talk in depth today about what the Jaguars' current edge three, who in my opinion is Trevis Gibson, brings to the field today. The Jaguars brought him in this offseason. We're going to talk about it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. If you want to support the channel further, you can become a channel member here on YouTube, get access to some cool perks, including discounts at jenjag.com. So, talking about Trevis Gibson, obviously edge three at this point, you know, Trayvon Walker, Josh Allen, they're going to eat up reps in this edge group. They absolutely are. But again, I want to take a deep dive into what Trevis Gibson is bringing to the Jaguars defense. He spent last season in Tennessee, did not get much run. They had a lot of dudes ahead of him on the depth chart. He was signed after the preseason, was kind of a late, surprising cut by the Chicago Bears. Titans picked him up. When he was on the field for the Titans, he was effective, but it was a very small sample size. So I want to take a look at his athletic profile coming out of college here, because he is still a fairly young player going into year five, about to turn 27 years old. He was drafted in the fifth round of the 2020 NFL draft, a guy that a lot of folks were pretty high on. He's about 6'3", 260 pounds, has 34-inch arms, so he has that patented bulky length that Trent Baalke is always looking for. Did 25 bench press reps with those long arms, so I think that shows you some strength, right? When you have long arms, it's harder to do as many bench press reps as it is when you have a little bit shorter arms. So that's impressive. 4.7 40-yard dash at his size. That's good athleticism. 34-inch vert shows the explosiveness. You have a good athlete here when it comes to the testing. You absolutely do. And then when you turn the tape on, you see that athleticism. He can eat up grass in a hurry. He is a big guy who can run and has a very good length. So you like that a lot. I think the Jaguars, you want him out there in clear pass rushing situations, right? He can play the run fine. Like, I don't think that that's going to be an issue if you need to put him out there to play the run. Like, he can do it. But with Josh Allen, with Trayvon Walker, even Arik Armstead and Mason Smith, those two guys, and even Tyler Lacy, if he's able to carve out a role, you have guys that can set the edge against the run. To me, you want to try to weaponize Trevis Gibson. Weaponize his skill set, because he does have a nice pass rushing skill set. In his career, he has 646 pass rush reps, 68 pressures. That is good production for a guy who has not gotten a full-time role in the NFL. With 11 sacks, 14 combined sacks, which is how PFF looks at sacks, which is one thing I think PFF actually gets right. The combined sacks is basically you're including a half sack as a full sack. Because you look at 11 sacks, that's not really representative of how many times he's gotten to the quarterback. Some of those are half sacks. So 14 combined sacks. He has gotten to the quarterback 14 times in his NFL career and been able to help get that quarterback on the ground. Again, those are good underlying numbers. He uses his length well when you check the tape to keep blockers off of his chest. He can bend around to the top of the arc a little bit, flatten to the quarterback, you know, dip and rip and get to that quarterback. He can use the bull rush as well. He shows the ability to Euro step across the face of a tackle. So there's some legit pass rush skills there to go on top of the athletic profile we already talked about. So to me, this is a player that can complement what the Jaguars have.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In that edge group, because look, Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, like I said, they are going to eat up reps. They are going to get a ton of reps. They should get a ton of reps. Josh Allen had a legitimate defensive MVP caliber season. In a different year, there's a good chance Josh Allen is among the top two or three candidates for defensive MVP, but it just so happened that in 2023, there were some unbelievable individual performances by defenders throughout the league. But Josh Allen set the franchise record for sacks in terms of sacks in a season. Last year for the Jaguars, he's an awesome run defender. You're going to want to have him on the field as much as possible. Trayvon Walker took a big step forward in year two, became a little bit more consistent rushing the passer, especially down the stretch, and he was able to capitalize when he did get into the backfield with 10 sacks. You want both of those guys on the field as much as possible. And again, Arik Armstead in base, he can set the edge against the run. So can Mason Smith. So can Tyler Lacy. But Trevis Gibson, to me, is another piece that can really generate pressure in this league. He has shown that he can do that. And the fit is really strong, right? He's back with Bill Shuey, who, when Bill Shuey was his position coach in Chicago, he had his biggest year with 10 sacks. He's also now with Ryan Nielsen. Ryan Nielsen is a defensive line guru, someone who is a big fan of his game, right? I asked Ryan Nielsen last week about Trevis Gibson in Jacksonville, you know, coming in, competing for reps behind Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. And here's what Ryan Nielsen had to say about him.
Experience. He has history with Coach Shuey. Coach Shuey was real big on bringing him. Oh, hey, take a look at this guy. And I have some history with him within our what we do. He fits the mold. Haven't played a play yet, but excited about what we've seen on the tape. He's a tireless worker, intelligent player. I think he's got a bright future.
So yeah, like the title of this video is Trevis Gibson underrated by Jaguars fans, by media. I do think he's probably a little underrated. He's been productive in every situation he's been in. He's got physical ability. He's got athleticism. He's got skill. I think that he has the potential. If he comes in and gets to work this offseason, which all indications are he is, I think he has the potential to have a much bigger impact as a rotational edge player than anyone for the Jaguars in 2023, right? And that's not a big-time statement. I'm aware of that, right? The Jaguars did not have a good rotational edge player in 2023 to complement Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, who were the number one sack duo in football. They did not have a third edge rusher. Obviously, they brought back DeJuan Smoot last year. He wasn't ready after the Achilles. He just was not himself, right? He wasn't, point blank. You had some other young guys, Kalyvon Chaisson, Yasir Abdullah didn't really get much run. So the Jaguars need someone to come in and do a better job than what they got out of their rotational edge players last year. I think that they probably have that in Trevis Gibson. I really do. I still think that they should add one more guy with experience getting after the passer. And there are players out there that can fill that role. Unique Ngakoue is one of them. But again, that's not a knock on Trevis Gibson and what he can bring to the Jaguars in 2024. It's just more of the idea that I think the Jaguars should have in a season where they're trying to get back on top of the division, win playoff games, compete to play in February. I think that they should have a fourth veteran edge rusher that really knows what he's doing out there. So I think Trevis Gibson is probably going to surprise some people and have a pretty decent season for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2024. We will see how it plays out. Drop your comments in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app.
Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.